We are in Revelation chapter 17 as we continue on in our study of this amazing, powerful book, Revelation chapter 17. If you don't have a Bible, we've got one for you. Hold your hand up. Love to give you one this morning. One of the things that you can never forget is that the most religious person in the universe is Satan himself. Let me say it again. One of the things that you can never forget is that the most religious person in the universe is Satan himself. Satan is the father of religion. And of course, by that, I mean that process whereby men and women try to make their own way to God or to become gods themselves. In this sense, there is nothing more powerful that Satan can do to keep a person away from a personal relationship with the God of the Bible than to get them into religion. Now, ultimately, Satan's great goal is to get men and women to worship him. That's what's happening in the last part and the last phase of Satan's religious system, which we'll see in our passage today. Through the Antichrist and the false prophet, the world will actually worship Satan. Because remember, the Antichrist is going to be Satan incarnate. So that's where Satan's spiritual program is headed. Until that time, Satan is very content to keep men and women bound up in one of his many religious endeavors. And what I hope will happen here today is that we'll first come to grips with the fact that the devil does have a religious system, and that we'll see it for what it is. And then we're going to see the part that it plays in helping the Antichrist come into power. And then lastly, we're going to see religion's end. And team, understand this. Before Jesus Christ can come back and establish his kingdom on the earth, the religious system of the Antichrist will be destroyed. We see that in our chapter today. The political, economic system of the Antichrist will be destroyed. That's what we see in Revelation chapter 18. And finally, the military system of the Antichrist will be destroyed by the second coming of Jesus Christ, and we'll see that in chapter 19. So we have three exciting chapters that will bring us to perhaps the three most glorious chapters in the Bible, Revelation 20 and 21 and 22. So team, hang in there. Hang in there. We'll get there. Now this morning, we're going to see the unraveling of the devil's religious system. And team, again, you have to remember, Satan is a religious dude to the core of his being. One of the things that he loves to do is to come disguised as an angel of light in order to deceive and to trap the hearts of men and women. And to this end, he's devised religious systems that are so cunning, so alluring, which seems so right to so many people. And can I tell you this? No one is more creative than Satan when it comes to devising these systems of religion. He can keep up with the times like no one else. For every new generation, he has new religious systems designed to put distance between them and God. Now, I know it seems strange to describe religion as being that which puts distance between someone and God. But that's exactly what religion does. It has a form of godliness, but it has no personal relationship with God. There's a spirituality there, but it's not a divine spirituality. It's a demonic spirituality. Now, I know that for many of you, that sounds harsh. And you're thinking, what in the world did I get into this morning? When we get down to calling some of these religious systems by name, it's going to sound even more harsh to some of you. But folks, it's the truth. I mean, some of the most spiritual people that we know will be separated from God forever when they die because they've exchanged the truth of God for a lie. In fact, they've bought into the ultimate lie, and that is that they can become their own God. And folks, you've got to know that this is what's at the heart of Satan's religious system, that great lie that you can become as God. He first laid this lie on who? Do you remember? Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And people have been buying this lie ever since. So let's see what we can learn about Satan's religious system and how it relates to the last days. Let me read you verses 1 through 6 of chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet, adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled at her with great amazement." Oh, Father, we need your help today to understand this passage. It's heavy. It's hard. It goes against the fabric of what's being just dumped on us by our world today. So, Lord Jesus, I'm asking very simply that you, by your Holy Spirit, would come and open our eyes to what your text, what your scripture, what your word, your living word is telling us today. So, Father, would you accomplish that in each heart? For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now the woman sitting on the beast, arrayed in purple, scarlet, and adorned with great riches, is a picture of Satan's religious system. The beast, of course, is none other than the beast that came up out of the sea in chapter 13, which is the Antichrist. Now the fact that the beast, the Antichrist, is carrying this woman tells us that he will use her to come into power. They will be close allies for a season. Notice that the angel who shows John all of this calls the woman the great harlot and has her pictured sitting on many waters. Now, that's not a very flattering term, is it? I want you to meet the great harlot. But the appearance of this woman is very flattering. Notice, John is blown away by her appearance. She's arrayed in purple, scarlet, adorned with gold, precious stones, pearls. She has a golden cup in her hand. The angel also tells us that the kings of the earth, the mighty people, the powerful people of earth, have committed fornication with her, and her fornication has made drunk the inhabitants of the earth. In other words, her spirituality is a very powerful and intoxicating deception, and none are immune from it. It intoxicates both kings and common people alike, and it has done so down through the ages. And in the process, this great harlot, did you notice, has gotten richer and richer and more powerful. Now, folks, there are some lessons we can learn here about religion. Can you see them? The first is that religion can be very profitable. Very profitable. And it can put people in places of great power. Two of the richest organizations in the world today are the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church. I had a guy tell me that one of his brother-in-law worked in the real estate division of the Mormon Church. He asked him, he said, "Well, what's your budget for the year to buy a new property?" He says, "We don't have a budget. We have more money than we could ever spend." Wow. The Catholic Church is currently the largest landowner in the United States. Their land holdings makes the Donald look like a pauper. And then you think about the power of these Islamic clerics, which they have in countries like Iraq and Iran. They virtually run those countries. See, there is great power and lots of money to be made in religion. When the devil's religion, his whole system, is consolidated in the last days, it will be rich and powerful beyond belief. And that's why the Antichrist will use it to help bring him into power. The Antichrist will offer the world a threefold plan when he comes on the scene. Mark this. He will offer peace, prosperity, and a unification of all religious systems. Think about that. If a man came along today and said, like, I can give you peace, I can give you prosperity, and I can end all this religious infighting, I can make a one-world religious system, man, our world would go for it in a second. Now, he'll offer peace and prosperity through his one-world government and his one-world economic system. And folks, it'll not just be talk. It's going to work. This guy is going to be a political and an economic genius. And then he will do the miraculous. He will actually unite the religions of the world into a one-world religious system. As part of this, he will end the Arab-Israeli conflict in the Middle East, actually allowing the Jews to build their temple on the temple grounds in Jerusalem. Folks, this will be nothing short of miraculous, and the world will know it's miraculous. And so I really want to focus in this morning on the Antichrist worldwide religious system and the part it will play to bring him into power. And exactly how he's going to do this, it's still a mystery. I mean, in fact, with what's going on in our world today, with the religions in our world, doesn't it seem impossible that any man could unite the religious systems of the world? I mean, it seems impossible, but it's not. And we have some clues as to how he might pull it off. The first thing you have to understand here is that Satan has been working on this religious system for thousands of years, planning, moving towards this. It all started in the Garden of Eden when the devil came and told Adam and Eve that if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they would become like who? They become like God. Wow. Wow. So I said earlier, that's the heart of the devil's religious system. Now he'll wrap that in a lot of packages. But the heart is always right here. Here's what you need to do to make your way to God. It can come in a Christian-looking package like Mormonism. It can come in an Eastern mystic package like Transcendental Meditation or yoga. It can come in a New Age package with Eckhart Tolle. But the heart is always the same. You can become enlightened. You can have Christ consciousness. You can work your way to the place where you can be like God. Now, the devil began to refine and distribute his religious system through Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. That's what the Tower of Babel was all about. Satan's worldwide religion going out. Now, here at the Tower of Babel, he threw in a new twist that will be a direct ripoff of God's true spiritual system, which is the mother-son worship of Semiramis and Tammuz, who was killed by a wild beast and then miraculously came back to life. Sound familiar? You find this mother-son worship cult in Egyptian religion, Greek mythology, Mayan religion, Hinduism. Here's where it gets interesting. If there's one common denominator in a lot of the world religions today, it's the worship of Mary with her infant son, Jesus. Notice, it's not the worship of Jesus, it's the worship of Mary, a queen of heaven type figure. Now, for the Roman Catholic Church, literally, it is the worship of Mary. But the Mormons and many of the other mainline political, liberal Protestant churches, they're into this as well. The New Agers would call her Gaia, Mother Earth, or the Queen of Heaven. So switching Eastern mystics and New Agers over to Mary would be relatively easy. But not, I know what you're thinking, though. You're thinking, yeah, but what about the fastest growing religious system on the planet, Islam? They'll never buy into the Mary thing. Well, first of all, when I said that Islam was the fastest growing religion on the planet, none of you even batted an eye, because that's what we're told all the time. But the reality is, it's not true. Christianity is still outgrowing Islam by leaps and bounds. Now, they won't tell you that, but it's true worldwide. Not true in the Middle East, not true in the West, but in South America, China, India, Africa, folks, Jesus is on the move. He's on the move. And making Christianity the fastest growing religious system worldwide. Still, what about Islam and Mary? You think they'll never buy into her. Do you know there's only one woman mentioned by name in the Quran, and that 30 times? Guess who that is? It's Mary. Muhammad said, Mary has the highest place in heaven of any woman. In Our Lady Fatima Shrine in Portugal, they put up a worship center there, used by all faiths, where they worship Mary, including Muslims. Folks, how wild is that? How wild is that? So could Mary worship be a key for this final world government? Could be. Keep your eyes open for more Mary appearances as we move towards the last days. However he does it, the Antichrist will forge this one world religious system that will give him great power and worldwide appeal. Now we learn something else about the devil's religious system in verse 6. Very important. I saw the woman, same woman, drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. What we learn from this is that the devil's religious system will have it out for and will always be persecuting the true followers of Jesus Christ. And folks, this is not something that will happen just in the tribulation. This is something that's happening right now. There is intense persecution of Christians by Muslims in Africa and the Middle East every day. There is persecution of Christians by extreme Hindus in India every day. There is radical persecution of born-again evangelical Christians by the Roman Catholic Church in South America every day. And one of the things I would encourage you to do periodically is to go to the Voice of the Martyrs webpage and just check out what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world on a weekly basis. If you went there this week, here's what you would have found: that a Christian leader was killed in Laos. Seven churches were destroyed by arson in Tanzania. Two pastors and 20 flock members were jailed in China. You'd find all kinds of stories about Christians dying at the hands of ISIS in Africa and the Middle East. You see, the devil's religious system will be constantly attacking and persecuting the true saints of God. As John says here, she was, what's the word? Drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. Now, it gives us some good information about the devil's religious system, how it will function. But still, where's the judgment of this system that John talked about in verse 1? Well, that's what comes to our next section. Look with me at verse 7. But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here's the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There were also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and is going to perdition. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind. They'll give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Man, how's that for a passage of scripture? Come on. So the angel shows John this city where this one world religion will operate during the tribulation period. It's the city that sits on seven hills. Now we hear that there, we think, seven hills. Maybe it's San Francisco. No. Back in John's day, they knew exactly which city sat on seven hills, and that city was, it was Rome. Now, this has led a lot of people to believe that this false religious system is the Roman Catholic Church. That's way too narrow of a view. It will include all those who are not born again in the Roman Catholic Church, but it will also include all those who are not born again in many of the mainline evangelical churches. But it will also include Islam, Eastern mysticism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christian cults like Mormonism and the JWs. It will also include New Agers. This will be a worldwide religious movement, which I believe will be run out of Rome during the tribulation period. Now, we also need to figure out who these seven kings are. Where five have been, one is, and one is yet to come. Boy, talk about a couple of cryptic verses. Did you look at verses 10 and 11? I mean, try reading those real fast seven times. Now, most commentators agree that these are the six world empires that lead up to the revised Roman Empire that will be championed by the Antichrist in the last days. These would be Egypt, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece. Those were the empires that had been in John's day. Then Rome, the empire that was, as John wrote this. And then the seventh, which was to come in the last days, in the future, would be a revised Roman Empire, a little weaker. Remember, clay mixed with iron. And then the Antichrist would take this seventh 10-nation configuration and turn it into his final eighth one-world government. Now we get more information about the seventh empire, the Antichrist, in verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind. They will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Now, these 10 horns are the country leaders that will pull together to give the Antichrist his initial power in a revised Roman Empire. Most people believe this is going to come out of a united Europe. I believe that's the case as well. The only problem right now, if you know anything about that map, now there is a map. There was a map somewhere. There's more than 10 countries in the EU right now. So that's something God will have to work out. That's something you can be watching for. How's God going to whittle that EU down to these 10 nations? One thing you should find very interesting is that just last week, some of these EU countries started putting up their borders once again because of the refugee thing. Many people think that might cause the fall of the EU. We'll see. But know this for sure. God will set the stage for this. There'll be an internal power struggle. 10 countries will emerge to form the base that the Antichrist will rule from. Notice also that John says they will be of one mind. They'll give their power and authority to the beast. They will also be instrumental in rallying the armies of the world to that great battle of Armageddon, where they'll actually fight the return of the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And as Jim taught us last week, didn't Jim do a good job last week? Man, he was on fire last week. The seven Super Bowls of judgment. Wow. But as Jim taught us last week, it's not even going to be a contest. And we're going to see that again in chapter 19. But don't miss this. Notice who will be with the Lord of lords and the King of kings when he comes. They are referred to as the called, the chosen, the faithful. Folks, who do you think that might be? That's you guys. You didn't know you're in the Bible, did you? But you are. You're right there. This is all good, but still, we haven't gotten to the judgment of the religious system yet. Well, we're easing our way there. Here's what will happen. After the Antichrist is firmly in power, which I believe will take the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will show his true colors and erect a statue of himself in the Holy of Holies, in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, and demand that the whole world would worship him. This is the abomination of desolation that both Daniel and Jesus referred to. Now, at this point, many who were involved in the devil's religious system will be firmly on his side. They'll immediately bite into this, but there'll be others, particularly the Jews, who will not buy into it. That means that the existing religious structure will have to come down. And guess who brings it down? The 10 kings who rule with the beast. Look at verse 16. And the 10 horns, which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate, naked, eat her flesh, burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose and to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. Folks, this is so good. God's going to use the 10 world leaders to accomplish his purpose. He will use Satan's men to dismantle Satan's system. How awesome is that? You see, what men would do for evil, God can use for good. That's what he's going to do here. And when they're done with the system, the religious system will be no more. Now, the sad part is that the old satanic system is torn down so that the new satanic system can be put in place. Instead of a religious system that exalted self, now we have a religious system that focuses the worship of men and women on Satan himself. That's about as hideous and depraved as you can get. The good news for us is that with this religious system destroyed, it's one down, two to go. We're just that much closer to the coming of the king. Let me close this morning with one last thought. Satan's system of spirituality, it's all around us, especially here on Maui, isn't it? It's all around us. And we need to understand that people who are involved in these religious pursuits are being sucked into the tribulation, or worse yet, eternity apart from God. And yet there's such a move today towards tolerance and acceptance that we do need to accept our Muslim brethren, our Buddhist co-traveler, our New Age fellow seeker, because we're all going to the same place a different way. But folks, that's not what my Bible tells me. It's not what my Bible tells me. It tells me that Satan has devised a religious system that's designed to separate men and women away from God. And our job is to get them off that broad road that leads to destruction and onto the narrow path of Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And this means we need to call their religious systems for what they are, that they are false and they are satanic. Now, how do you think that's going to go over in our world today?
Not good.
Not good. In fact, I believe it won't be long. They'll be dragging me off the stage and taking me to jail for saying this. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That's what's going to start happening. We're not going to be able to do that, but we have to. Can I tell you the best thing that ever happened to me? The best thing that ever happened to me was when these three hippie guys showed up in front of 300 high school kids at Point Loma High School in San Diego and had the guts to stand up and tell us that Eastern mysticism was a lie and a scam, and that you could look as deep within as you'd ever want to look and you'd never find God, and that the wheel of reincarnation was a ripoff, and that drugs would never get you to God, and that we were all sinners that needed a Savior, and that there was only one Savior, and that was Jesus Christ. Folks, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. If that hadn't happened to me, if someone hadn't had the guts to stand up and tell me the truth about those things, I'd be a burnout hippie, or in jail, or dead, and separated from God throughout all eternity. Folks, the devil has a religious system. He's got one. It will soon become the world's religious system. We need to be strong. We need to be courageous. We need to be ready to tell people the truth. Okay? Now, we're going to close this morning with communion. Now, you got to listen carefully, way in the back. We're going to close this morning with communion. And isn't it great that we get to celebrate not what we have to do to get to God, but we celebrate what God has done to get to us.
Amen.
That we are saved by grace. None of ourselves. So, I'm going to pray. The ushers are going to come forward. And we're going to take communion together. Father, thank you for this time in your word. Thank you for the greatness of who you are, God. And Lord, we realize that the enemy does have a religion. He's got a spirituality. It's powerful. It's deceptive. It's alluring. And it seems right to so many millions of people. And yet our job is to stand in the face of that and say, no, there's not just another way. There's the best way. There's the only way. Because we need a Savior. And there's only one Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. And it's not about what we have to do to get to you, Jesus. It's all about what you did to get to us.